KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, bringing buyers and sellers together for over 40 years from Nanilchik, Happy Valley, Anchor Point, Homer, and across Catchback Bay. All current area listings are online at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294.
Today is Wednesday, June 17th, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Evening News. First up, the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly voted 6-2 last night to sell the Nikolaevsk School property to a local nonprofit. The Assembly enacted an ordinance conveying the former school building to Alaskan Homestead Education Incorporated, a group working to open a community K-12 charter school at the site. The sale price is $2 million, with seller financing at 6% interest, paid over 10 annual installments. Under the terms of the sale, the organization does not have to make payments to the borough as long as it operates as a K-12 public school on the property and directs at least $202,000 annually toward building maintenance. The full $2 million debt would be forgiven after 10 years of continuous school operations. The ordinance also includes a reverter clause allowing the borough to reclaim the property if it goes unused for public school purposes for more than 4 consecutive months. Assembly members Cindy Eklund and Willie Dunn cast the no votes. Both said the borough should lease rather than sell the property while the charter school establishes itself. During assembly comments later in the meeting, Dunn moved to reconsider the ordinance. Members adopted a resolution authorizing new dispatch agreements with the State Department of Public Safety and the U.S. Forest Service through the Soldotna Public Safety Communications Center. The previous agreements expire June 30th. The Assembly also updated its remote seller sales tax code to conform with State Commission standards while opting out of a provision that would have allowed certain marketplace facilitators with a local physical presence to remit taxes through the Commission rather than directly to the borough. Through the consent agenda, the Assembly enacted 2 hospital ordinances. One appropriates just over $2 million for Central Peninsula General Hospital to buy adjacent properties in Soldotna. The other appropriates up to $175,000 to demolish a residential structure at 324 West Fairview Avenue in Homer to support South Peninsula Hospital expansion. The Assembly also approved a 911 network upgrade at just over $61,000 annually, renewed the management agreement with the Sea Otter Community Center in Soldovia, and confirmed Caitlin Jackson to the Nikiski Advisory Planning Commission. The Assembly introduced 2 ordinances for hearings on July 7th. One would appropriate $150,000 in supplemental funds for cost overruns on the Seward High School gym floor replacement. The other would transfer $800,000 from the borough's land trust investment fund to its land trust fund. The Assembly's next meeting is July 7th. Over the summer, Homer Public Library offers many events for Homer youth. Some are ongoing, full summer events, and some are coordinated workshops. Emily Springer visited the library to share some of what is being offered this week.
The week of June 15th offered a 2-day workshop with the Lingonberries, a music duo, Stephanie and Eric Worth from Kodiak, who stopped in Homer to offer a music construction workshop after ending a road tour. The Lingonberries offered workshops in Kenai and Homer through the public libraries and share similar music construction workshops for homeschool students during the school year in Kodiak when they're home. In Homer, the workshop focused on creating a musical loop by adding various sounds and experimenting with different effects like reverb. During the workshop, youth participants discussed the rhythm and ambiance of the sounds they created, suggesting elements such as atmospheric sounds, reverb, and layering of high and low pitches. As a group, they imagined a scene involving a fight with magical powers, a police chase, and a superhero in a city setting. Specific sounds like rain, honking, and sirens were recorded and layered to enhance the urban atmosphere. The session emphasized the importance of listening and riffing off each other's ideas to build a cohesive musical piece. As Eric Quirth explained,
yeah. And that's kind of like the message with my workshops in general is like, this is how easy making music could be. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to require years and years of practice. You can make quality things right here, right now.
On Thursday this week, the library will offer nature journaling for teens with Kristen Link. Kristen's website introduces her as a science illustrator, field artist, and writer based in an off-the-grid cabin near McCarthy, Alaska, on the edge of Wrangell St. Elias National Park and Preserve. Her work combines careful observation, scientific accuracy, and drawing from life to communicate the complexity and beauty of the natural world. Her first book, Discover the Art of Field Sketching, published by Timber Press in April 2026, draws on a decade of teaching field sketching in Alaska. She has led artists in schools residencies in rural Alaska communities from Gambell to Metlakatla for all age ranges. Link explains that the book shares her process for doing field sketching from the perspective of being a science illustrator, looking at all different kinds of subjects, starting with flatter subjects like leaves and feathers, and then building up form, looking at plants and landscapes. In terms of the upcoming workshop, she explains,
Nature journaling is a super fun tool because you can think about art and make art, but it also is really not about making art that you're going to hang up on the wall. It's kind of about spending time with whatever you're sketching and about the process. So drawing diagrams and sketches can be a part of it, but so is like writing notes or making measurements, asking questions. So it's a really fun kind of like way to look at something from different perspectives. And if people aren't comfortable drawing, it's a great place to start, and it can take some of the pressure off of like the art aspect of how does it look or am I a good artist.
Link is also in Homer to participate in a collaborative project coordinated through the University of Alaska.
There's a project that's kind of just starting this year with artists collaborating with scientists doing research in the Gulf of Alaska. So we're going to see the exhibit that's up at the Pratt Museum right now, which is the Boreal Forest Stories Echoes, kind of something that came out of another Boreal Forest Stories in a Time of Change project. And then we're going to go across the bay and do a retreat in Peterson Bay Field Station.
Cinda Nufziger is the Homer Public Library's children librarian, who coordinates most of the events for the summer. Additional upcoming events for youth and more are available by searching the Homer Library website. For the Nature Journaling Workshop, no experience is needed and all materials are provided. Registration is required through the library website. Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.
And that's it for tonight's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer and 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO and online at kbbi.org. News tips and story ideas can be emailed to news@kbbi.org. Don't miss Radio Storytime this Thursday at 10 a.m. here on KBBI. Also on Thursday is History Stories That Will Intrigue You on Story Borealis. Tonight on KBBI at 7 p.m. is Under the Radar with Todd, and at 9 p.m. Drifter's Escape, hosted by Robert. Listening. Good evening.